What's up, guys? How are you? Welcome into the Wednesday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Peralta. You can follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt every morning. We're here on bettingpros.com, and we're always being brought to you by BetMGM. All right, welcome to our Masters edition. I have got a bunch of bets, five of them actually, to give you for the Masters that I have played here in Vegas. Masters betting, golf betting in general, you have to be a little careful in terms of what your house rules are, looking at those East Coast books. And there's some things that we don't like when it comes to top 10 here in Vegas. We don't play those games. So all of the bets I'm making have been made here in Las Vegas at books here in Vegas that count ties. Okay. You need to count ties. None of this, we're going to recalculate the odds and pay you what the odds if there's an eight-way tie for eighth place. No, we don't play that game, okay? I'm not doing that. I'll give you a couple thoughts here on the Masters. I'm going to give you one baseball play. I'm going to give you one hockey play, and then we'll come back with the player props again like we've been doing, because the player props are now 28-7. 28-7. I don't even know what to make of that. I have never had a run like this ever. And I keep on expecting it to stop, and I keep on expecting to kind of have it blow up in my face. We went to half a unit, and since we've gone to half a unit, we're 6-0, I think, in doing that with player props. So it's been a very profitable week. It's been a very good week. We are 11-2. Over the last 3 days here on the Daily Juice. We're going to take that every single time. So, well, let me correct myself. At the time of taping, the White Sox are currently leading the Mariners 6-3 in the seventh, I think it is. So as long as their bullpen doesn't blow it, it'll be a 4-0 night last night, because Chris Middleton goes way over his player prop of 18.5 points. Paul George destroyed his player prop, nearly got over double what he had been projected. It was 20.5, 21.5. He wound up with 36 points last night. So that's beautiful. We get the hockey game right with the Islanders winning 1-0 over the Capitals. That was a sweat, but a win. And then we got ourselves a W there in baseball as well, with the White Sox winning over the Mariners. So that was nice, and we'll take that every single time. So I'll have a couple of plays here. We'll have one hockey play. We'll have one baseball play. We'll have two bets for the player props for the NBA coming up tonight that will get placed in the Discord channel. If you're watching on YouTube, the link to the Discord channel is right below me. You should know this by now. Look for the NBA prop channel and the Daily Juice channel. I at everyone, so you should get an alert. Make sure your alerts are turned on for that application for the Discord app if you're on your phone, and you'll be able to get the notification. I post it at some point, you know, between like 4 o'clock Eastern, somewhere in that range, like in the 4 o'clock hour Eastern times when I generally place the player prop for games that night. And I use the Betting Pros prop bet cheat sheet. If you guys aren't using that, I would highly recommend doing that. Going to bettingpros.com, go click on NBA, click on prop bet cheat sheet, and you'll see the odds and the plays I am making. Now, I have my own philosophy and strategy as to how I get to the player props every night, but it's been pretty good. I mean, the Chris Middleton prop last night, I think, was like the 18th prop on the sheet. The Paul George prop was the fourth on the sheet, but I didn't bet the top three. I don't bet unders, and I try to find bets that make sense. Chris Middleton, I bet that prop thinking that Giannis was going to be out, and Giannis was out. So it was a double whammy, because the Warriors need to get going for that player, for that win prop over 36 wins. They've got 23 right now with like 22 games left. I don't know where it's going to be tight to get to 37 wins for the Warriors. They need to get going here, but that was a big win, a needed win over the Bucks last night. And then Middleton gets the player prop for us. So more props coming up today in the Discord channel. Bettingpros.com is where you get the prop bet cheat sheets. If you want to do it on your own, you can, and best of luck to you. But 28-7 is not some fabricated number. That's a legitimate number. And you guys who have been betting it have been cashing alongside, and it's been an insane run. And again, I have now upped it to half a units, and it's been good. It's been really, really good. So We'll come back with a couple of more player props coming up for tonight. Before I give you the picks for today's podcast, BetMGM with that promo code JUICE100. You sign up for a new account and place a $1 wager on any golfer to win the Masters. If any golfer makes a birdie during the tournament, you win $100 in free bets thanks to BetMGM, regardless if your wager cashes or not. Make a deposit into your account. Place $1 before the tournament begins here on a Wednesday. Any golfer to win the Masters at the odds price. If any golfer makes a birdie at the Masters, you will receive a $100 additional winnings bump from BetMGM, regardless if your wager wins or not. Please make sure you read the full terms and conditions before participating in this promotion with BetMGM and the promo code JUICE100. All right. So if you guys remember, back in November, we got Dustin Johnson at plus 895 to win the Masters because I have a good friend of mine who is very tapped into the golf world. Okay. I listen to him a lot. He knows these golfers. He has relationships with them. He plays golf with them. And when he tells me what to bet, I tend to follow. And in majors, I really, really tend to follow. There is one bet that I cannot find here in Vegas that might be good at your book. I'm not doing anything with the East Coast books. I refuse to do it. I'm only betting golf in Vegas and that's it. Not jumping through the hoops, not doing the crap that hit me with the last time we bet golf here on the Daily Juice, just not doing it. But Charlie Hoffman to be the leader after round one at the Masters is a flyer bet that my guy is saying, do it. All right. He has his own reasons. I don't necessarily believe in all of the reasons why he thinks it's worth the flyer. But if your book is offering first round leader, Charlie Hoffman to lead the Masters after round number one, a guy whose game fits perfectly. He loves Augusta National. He is playing incredible golf right now, and he may come out firing in round one. So if you want that bet, I can't get it. Nobody in Vegas is putting up leader after the first round. At least I couldn't find it here tonight. Maybe tomorrow I'll find it, but I couldn't find it here today on the books I'm utilizing here in Vegas. So first round leader, Charlie Hoffman. Here's the bets I have made. Okay. So clearly, Dustin Johnson, let me just say this. My guy has said the following to me. Anybody betting against Dustin Johnson and Justin Thomas to win this event, it's not smart. Okay. He thinks Dustin Johnson to repeat is a real possibility. And he thinks that Justin Thomas to win this thing is a real, real strong possibility. So going back to back is going to be very hard for anybody, but this golf course is playing more difficult now. It's faster. It's firmer. That will be better for Justin Thomas. That's better for Dustin Johnson to have those things happen, to have the course play more difficultly. And given their game and where they put the ball and how they strike, how far they hit the ball and how great their short irons are and their mid-range irons for that matter. But he thinks that those two players are playing such great golf and they're so locked in and they want to win a Masters with the gallery. They want to win a green jacket with people around. So Dustin Johnson wants to basically give himself the green jacket. He wants to keep it. He doesn't want to give it up. So my first two bets, I got these at Circus Sports. Dustin Johnson minus 105 to come in the top 10. Okay. Minus 105, DJ top 10, minus 105, half a unit. Half a unit, Justin Thomas, plus 130 to come in the top 10. Okay. DJ, JT, top 10. Two more bets in the top 10. John Rahm is becoming an incredibly popular pick to win the Masters. There are so many people betting. John Rahm very well might go off as the most heavily bet golfer in this tournament. Everyone's on John Rahm. Everyone thinks it's John Rahm's time. Okay, I don't necessarily know if he's going to win or not, but I'm going here with John Rahm, even money, top 10. John Rahm, even money, top 10. And then one more. How about a long shot for the podcast's sake? And if you guys have been listening to the Daily Juice a long time, you probably know where I'm going here. Patrick Cantlay at plus 185 to come in the top 10. Patrick Cantlay, just to piss off everybody who can't stand the way that I say his last name. Patrick Cantlay at plus 185 to come in the top 10. All right. So four bets, half a unit on all of them to come in the top 10. I'm getting a little aggressive. Normally, I'm betting quarter units. I'm betting half units because we've been doing so well with player props and we're a little bit more flush than normal. So why not have some fun here and push our luck a little bit with the Masters? I mean, it's an Augusta National Golf Tournament. It's so fun. It starts on Thursday, and I cannot wait to watch Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's incredible. My mother, sister, and brother are landing on Thursday morning here in Vegas for the first time. I have not seen my mother or my sister or my brother in over a year. I cannot wait to see them. And of course, they're coming on Masters weekend, right? Which is like, ugh, but what can I do, right? So four bets, Rahm, top 10, even money. Cantlay, top 10, plus 185. DJ, top 10, minus 105. Justin Thomas, top 10, plus 130. And one flyer, Justin Thomas to win the Masters at plus 1125 at a quarter unit, okay? Just like we did last time, it's a flyer. Let's just throw it out there and see what happens. Justin Thomas to win the Masters at plus 1125 at a quarter unit is the one flyer bet we're going to make on someone to win this thing outright. So five bets on the Masters here for you coming up. How I am playing the Masters starting on Thursday for us here on the Daily Juice. Now for Wednesday, I've got two bets to give you here coming up, okay? First, let's talk about the Vegas Golden Knights and their game coming up here tonight against the St. Louis Blues, who have been absolutely atrocious. Vegas has owned St. Louis, but really everyone has owned St. Louis. They're 0-6-1 over their last seven games. They're 2-8-1 dating back to mid-March. The Vegas Golden Knights are 4-0-1 this year against the Blues, scoring at least five goals in each of the last four games. 15 different Golden Knight players have recorded at least 1 point. In Monday's game alone, 15 Golden Knights players recorded at least 1 point, a franchise record for a single game. All right. Vegas is crushing this team. However, at some point, St. Louis is going to snap out of this. 6-1 was the final in the last game. The total is 5.5 because it's Binnington versus Marc-Andre Fleury. But let's just say St. Louis wakes up, or let's say they don't. The number being 5.5, I think, is too low. All right. I think we're getting goals from both teams. The only way I don't see St. Louis stopping Vegas, Vegas is going to get three goals. Okay. At least three. My question is, can St. Louis get two or three? I think they can. I think this is, look, they have been so bad offensively. They're searching for something. And after the game, Craig Berube, their coach, was just ripping on his team. I think they come out with a new attitude here. I think they come out really angry, trying to prove something. Vegas, I don't think, will match it. But I think offensively, Vegas will score. So I think St. Louis is going to put the puck in the net. I think Vegas will as well. In some ways, this is riding a trend of Vegas really dominating St. Louis, saying they're scoring a lot. I don't think St. Louis stops Vegas, but maybe St. Louis gets involved as well. And maybe they score three goals or four goals. And then we get a 4-3 type of win for St. Louis against Vegas. I'm betting the over 5.5 goals at minus 115. Vegas and St. Louis over 5.5 goals at minus 115. And one baseball game to tell you about, and I'm going to fade the Rangers a lot. They're already trading away players, and they won yesterday over the Toronto Blue Jays. And whenever I see, you know, a bad team winning, I'm going to look to come back the very next day and try to get a W. The Jays are 3-2, okay? They won the first game 6-2. They lost 7-4 last night. They're coming right back. It's an early game here, and you've got the ace on the mound going for the Toronto Blue Jays and Ryu. I just think they will beat up here on the Rangers, and I'm taking on the run line minus 115, minus 1.5 here on the run line for the Toronto Blue Jays to get a W here today and win by more than one run against the Texas Rangers, who I think are a bad, bad baseball team. We're going Toronto run line against Texas at minus 115, minus 1.5. Okay. So let's recap all the picks coming up. We got two player props going later today in the Discord channel. I'll give those to you, half a unit each. I'll give those to you on the Discord channel. Link is below me here on YouTube. We're going Dustin Johnson, top 10, minus 105. Justin Thomas, top 10, plus 130. John Rahm, top 10, even money. Patrick Cantlay, plus 185, top 10. And Justin Thomas to win the Masters for a quarter unit at plus 125. Sorry, 1125, plus 1125. And then tonight, Knights over 5.5 at minus 115 against St. Louis. And the Toronto Blue Jays on the run line against the Texas Rangers at minus 115 for winning the game by more than one run. My name is Matt Perrault. Every morning, it's the Daily Juice Podcast being brought to you by BetMGM right here on BettingPros.com.